The U.S. Meat and Deli Department, or MAD, may soon approve the first genetically modified organism made for human consumption. Federal MAD scientists say the new supersized salmon could revolutionize aquaculture, but critics are calling it Frankenfish. The hilarious Crab Bait Radio's Matt Lichtenstein had a close encounter with the new threat posed by farm salmon.
This laboratory at Salmon Gen Technologies in British Columbia doesn't seem particularly remarkable. There are computers and test tubes, machines with flashing lights, and there is a unusually large dead salmon on the counter with bolts behind its gills and what appear to be legs instead of pectoral fins. And are those wings? Anyway, it's in this lab that Salmon Gen researchers are breaking the boundaries of modern food science. They're led by Dr. Hans Frankenbeans.
That's Dr. Frankenbeans, thank you. Anyway, it's a very simple process. We take a normal Atlantic salmon embryo and we add the genes from a Pacific king salmon. And voila! The fish grows twice as fast!
Well, I wouldn't call that simple. I mean...
Well, then we thought, why not add a gene from the great white shark to make it a bit bigger as well? Give it some weight, you know, and, we needed a bit more color to the flesh, so we just mixed in a hint of genetic material from the orange fur of a tiger.
So this salmon is crossed with a shark and a tiger?
Just a little bit. Not the bad part, only the good parts, and we also spliced it with just a pinch of locust.
Locusts? As in the plague of locusts?
Yes, locusts are prolific, fast breeders. That means more units produced at a lower cost and increased profit margin. It's a win-win situation. What could go wrong?
What was that?
What was what?
There was some noise from behind that big metal door. The one over there that says marked danger in big letters. I mean, this fish has genes from a shark, a tiger, and a locust. Aren't you worried about it escaping?
Escape? No, our patented Salmon Gen Salmon, trademark 2010, is only meant to be raised in a contained environment like this lab. How could it ever escape?
The one on your table has legs and wings, apparently.
A minor problem. Occasional variations occur.
That other room.
I hear nothing. It's just the sounds of commerce. Makes the world go round, you know? Everything's fine. Nothing to see here.
I managed to make it out of the lab without discovering the cause of the disturbance, but a few days later, at a popular salmon stream in Alaska, it was quiet. Eerily quiet. Especially since it was the peak of salmon season. These banks should be lined with fishermen. Where is everyone? My God, what was that?
Quick, get over here. Hey, psst. He might see you. He already got my buddy and the six other guys who were out fishing here this morning. Oh, I guess he hasn't swallowed Herbie yet. Too bad. He almost caught his limit before he hooked that monster.
It's crawling out of the water and into the woods. Later, in downtown Petersburg, terrified and enraged villagers formed a torch-wielding mob.
Abomination!
Equipped with treble hooks, 300-pound test, teriyaki sauce, and a charcoal grill.
Devilfish!
We'll splice your genes!
But the monster was safe in the woods for the moment. I managed to snag this exclusive interview with the help of a translator fluent in mutant fish. Can you tell me what makes you such an angry monster?
He says he feels like a freak, as though nobody understands him. He's lonely, and none of the other salmon want to mate with him. Also, he has no gonads.
So what is it you want?
He just wants to be loved.
There he is! Give him the wood shampoo!
Snag him, spawn of Satan! Get him!
Later that night, the townspeople celebrated, and the mutant farmed fish was actually the guest of honor, so to speak.
That's nothing compared to wild salmon.
It Kind of tasted like chicken. Or maybe locust?
For Grab Bait Radio, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.